You're listening to eDurus.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. صدق الله العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Bi-Iznillah, we got to the fourth verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, and it's extremely important that we understand if we want to take control of our salah, it's very important that we understand the message of Surah Al-Fatiha. And so please bear with me and make sure that you have a very high level of concentration so that we can go through each word of Surah Al-Fatiha. And so when it is read in the salah, we have a clear understanding of what has been said. In the fourth verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, a very important explanation has been given to all of humanity. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. Iyyaka is zamire munfasil. And when this word comes before a verb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting a very strong statement, which means that only and only you, O Allah, we worship. And so worshipping is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, Allah says, wa iyyaka, and only you, O Allah, nasta'een, we seek madad, we seek help from. Isti'anat or ista'ana means to seek help. And so ibadat and help only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if we look into how the words have been arranged in this ayat-i kareema, the fourth verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, na'budu comes first and then nasta'een comes. Na'budu means ibadat, which is first, and then comes nasta'een, which is help. And so there is a subtle message that is given to the people of Iman, that if you want Allah to accept your dua continuously, then the first thing you need to do is engage in ibadat. Engage in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when that trend is set, then for sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you at all times. And so that is why it's very, very important. A lot of the people say that, well, after your farz namaz, why do you make dua? Why do you make dua? Well, we don't say that the dua after your farz namaz is part of your salah. But what we say is dua, that in itself is also an act of worship. And because Allah is telling us in Surah Al-Fatiha that worship is for Allah and dua is also with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and any worship, any form of worship that you do, and thereafter if you lift up your hands, Allah will accept your dua. So you can read your nawafil, that is ibadat. Have a habit to make dua. You have read a bit of Quran, have a habit of making dua. You've done some tasbihat, have a habit of making dua. You're giving charity in the path of Allah, you have given money in the path of Allah, have a habit of making dua. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Very important. And that is why Allah has also mentioned, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. O people of Iman, all of you together make tawbah. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. This is in the Quran. That all of you together, not one or two of you, all of you together make dua. And so that is why it's very, very important we understand that with ibadat comes isti'anat. Isti'anat means the help of Allah. And the help of Allah is very strongly connected with worship. And worship is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another very important thing that we need to understand is if we look at verse number 4, in this one ayat, in this one verse, we have one word that comes twice. That is, what is it? Iyyaka, iyyaka. Now, grammatically speaking, it's not necessary for the word iyyaka to come twice. Grammatically speaking, the Arabic grammar, if we look into that, you don't have to bring iyyaka two times. But in this one ayat, you have iyyaka two times. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Grammatically, you don't have to do that. Although it's never wrong, aliyazu billah. Arabic is only understood by the kalam of Allah. So it's never wrong. Arabic comes out actually from the kalam of Allah. And the grammar of it especially. So what is the subtle meaning in which Allah has introduced the word iyyaka two times? This is again the infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning we said that your dua to be accepted is connected with what? Ibadat, worshipping Allah. But then Allah has separated isti'anat and ibadat with the word iyyaka. So there is one iyyaka for ibadat and another iyyaka for isti'anat. So in one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has separated two important rulings. In case amongst the followers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a man who is not in the habit of worshipping Allah. If he is not in the habit of worshipping Allah, then he should not feel that because I don't worship Allah, Allah will not accept my dua. Allah, by His infinite mercy, introduced a second iyyaka, to actually separate the word ibadat from isti'anat, telling the people that even if they are people who don't worship Allah from amongst the people of Iman, Allah is so merciful that if he lifts up his hands with sincerity, Allah will listen to him. How merciful is Allah? That the general law is that very quickly with ibadat comes dua and dua is accepted. But someone who is not in the habit of going to the masjid, someone who is not in the habit of praying his salah, someone who is not in the habit of reciting the Quran, now imagine for him, he's not in the habit of worshipping Allah. Does that mean that he should not make dua to Allah? Allah is saying no. Read iyyaka na'budu and wa iyyaka nasta'in. Allah is saying, I have two iyyakas there. I have two iyyakas there. One iyyaka are for the people of taqwa. And the second iyyaka has been introduced for the other people who seem to be very weak and who want to get into the straight path. Allah is saying, I am so merciful, turn to me, make dua, and I will listen to you. Subhanallah. This is the magic, this is the power of grammar in the Arabic language. Ajeeb, subhanallah al-azim. When you just look at Surah Al-Fatiha, that is the entire khulasa of the Quran. And so that is the message of Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een. Allah closes the door of shirk and bid'at. And Allah says, isti'anat is only with me. Take my name, say Ya Allah, say Ya Rahman, say Ya Rahim, say Ya Kareem, say Ya Quddus, say Ya Haleem, say Ya Aleem. These are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need to take any other names. Very simple. Walillahi asma'ul husna. If you look at how the ayats of the Quran end, it is with the attributes of Allah. Inna Allaha Aleem, Qadir, Aziz, subhanallah, Rahim, Haleem. The sequence of how the ayats end again tells you that these are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so take the name of Allah, because Allah is saying ibadat is for Allah and isti'anat is also for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we come to verse number 5. Again, very important. Ihdina. We have a look here. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم. Ihdina is in a command form. Is in a command form. That means that we are saying, Allah is teaching us that when you make dua, say, O Allah, guide us. O Allah, give us hidayat. Allah, guide us. Ihdina means guide us. Now, it's in a plural form. It's in a plural form. Ihdina means, O Allah, guide us. Allah, hame hidayat de. What is the message here? Allah is saying, don't be conjus. Don't be conjus. When you make dua, don't just make dua for yourself. Allah, give me this. Allah, give me that. Allah, give me. Allah, give me. Allah, give me. Allah is saying, say, give us. Say for us. Remember your family. Remember your children. Remember your loved ones. Get in the habit of remembering your Muslim brothers, the ummah in general. So ihdina is in a plural form, so we remember everybody. So Allah is saying ihdina. Generally, that dua is solid, in which you make dua for yourself and also make dua for the other believers. Now, ihdina, the word hada, yahdi, and hidayat has a very deep meaning to it. When you say, oh Allah, give us hidayat, give us guidance, the guidance in English is different than the word hidayat in Arabic. The word hidayat in the Arabic language means, for an example, that if somebody is lost, then you say to him, worry not, let me hold your hands. Let me hold your hands. And then this person takes him from this place to his destination where he wants to go. That is called hidayat. That is called hidayat. The word guidance is very different. But in Arabic, it means that there is complete assistance that comes from Allah. Like how a person holds the hands and takes you from here. Where do you want to go? You want to go there? Takes him to that place. That is hidayat. So we are saying to Allah, ihdina, Allah, give us hidayat. Give us guidance. Now, the word that comes thereafter is as-sirat. Ihdinas sirat. Some noise here. MashaAllah, Ibrahim, I'll have to come for my ta'weez to you. Did you see him blowing there? Are you guys my witness here? This is a chairman. Now, which chairman can do that? No chairman. You want Ibrahim Bhai is very unique. The most unique chairman you'll find. He just did choo-choo here and it worked. MashaAllah. Even the Imam can't do that. So, khair, the word as-sirat in the Arabic language means, oh Allah, guide us to a path. To a path. Sirat means a path. Rasta. Sirat means a path. Rasta. Now, in the Arabic language, you also have other words that give the same meaning, a path. And most famously, you have other words that are used in the Quran. Can anybody think of one word? Sabil. What is it? Sabil. See, when we say in the path of Allah, what do we say? Fi sabilillah. In the path of Allah. So there is another word, just like sirat. Fi sabilillah means in the path of Allah. When we say give charity in the path of Allah, we say by Allah ke raaste mein do, fi sabilillah, Allah ke raaste mein do. But look at the balagha of the Quran, that Allah does not use the word sabil here, ihdina sabil, no, He uses ihdina sirat. Wherever there is a need to explain Islam and Iman, the word sirat has been used. Wa anna hadha sirati mustaqiman fattabi'uhu. And whenever there is a need to give something in the path of Allah, the word sabil has been used. The reason for that is, sabil in the Arabic language has got a plural. Has got a? Sabil's plural is subul. What is it? Subul. And this tells you that the path of Allah is not one. There are many avenues to give in the path of Allah. You can give in towards the masjid, you can give towards the madrasa, you can give towards an orphanage, you can give to an orphan, you can give to a needy Muslim brother, you can give towards the publishing of books, towards providing food or anything. All of these are fi sabilillah. So sabil is one, but subul is many avenues. So Allah did not use ihdina sabil for any kind of confusion. Allah used the word sirat because sirat does not have a plural. Sirat does not have a... So what Allah is saying, like how there is no partners with Allah, there is no partners in the religion of Islam, the only path is Islam. The only path is Islam. And you cannot take something out from another path and put it into Islam. You can't do that. Because the word sirat is one that is only for Islam, and there is no plural for it. There is no plural for it. So wherever the word sirat comes, it's talking about Iman and it's talking about Islam. So you are saying that, oh Allah, show us the path. Show us the path. What kind of a path? Then it is described, uski sifat aayi hai, al-mustaqeem. What is it? Please, can I have your attention? I know it's not Arabic classes, but you have to have that concentration if you want to understand the message of the Quran. Al-mustaqeem means completely straight. What is it? The root word, actually, mustaqeem comes from the word qiyam. It comes from the word qiyam. Qawama, qiyam. And qiyam means to, what does it mean? Stand up. Now if I am sitting, the body is in a very crooked position. The body is in a very crooked position. But if a person is standing in qiyam, what is he?
Straight.
He's straight. So that is why qiyam means something that is completely
straight.
Like that. And so mustaqim means something that is straight. So, oh Allah, we want you to show us a path that is completely straight. Completely straight. Now, mustaqim means completely straight. What is the straight path? What is the straight path? We need to understand that. Now, somebody might think that when we say ihdina, oh Allah, give us guidance, give us hidayat. But Allah has given us hidayat, we are Muslims. What is it? Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. So why are we always saying, Allah give us hidayat, Allah give us hidayat, Allah give us hidayat, Allah give us hidayat, Allah give us hidayat? Why do we say that? Why are we always saying Allah give us hidayat when Allah has given us hidayat? We are Muslims. The answer to this is, Allah has given you hidayat, but there is no guarantee that that hidayat will stay with you all the time. So you have to beg Allah all the time, ihdina, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, we beg you, until death Allah give us hidayat, until death give us hidayah. That is the meaning of ihdina. So ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, show us the complete straight path. Now, what is the shortest distance between two points? Thank you. Jazakallah, Shabir bhai. The shortest distance between the two points is the straight path. You can't go in a zigzag manner, this way, that way, that way. It's a very long path. So mathematically, the shortest distance between two points, is to make a straight line. And that straight line is the straight path. And so you are asking Allah, we want that straight path. We don't want nothing that's crooked. Allah, seedhi raah hame bata de bas. How powerful is the Quran? How powerful is the Quran? What can Subhanallah al-Azim rival the Quran? Koi cheez hai bhai? Ab to, if you look at this, and if you go on for the tafsir of the entire Quran, how many lives will we need? The life of Nuh alayhi salam perhaps. To understand the entire Quran. The power of the Quran. And this is still quickly just giving you the big chunks. Otherwise every zabar, every zair, every ta'leel, everything that is there's a message of it. So ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Now everybody says, you know, we have got the straight path. We have got the straight path. The Christians say, no, we have the straight path. The Jews say, we have the straight path. Everybody says, we have the straight path. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, 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 no. The straight path is not what you people say is the straight path. The straight path is that path which Allah says is the straight path. And so Allah is teaching us, you know, when you make dua, say, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. And then, what is the straight path? Then Allah is giving us the tafsir of the verse number five. What is the straight path? Allah is saying, "Sirāṭa al-ladīna an'amta 'alayhim." Stop. "Sirāṭa al-ladīna an'amta 'alayhim." Allah, show us the straight path, the path of those people upon whom you have bestowed your mercy, your in'am, your reward, your blessings. An'ama yun'imu in'aman means to reward somebody, to give somebody a prize. If somebody has read something well, mashallah, by give him a reward, give him an in'am. You understand in'am? That is in our words, we say in'am usko diya. So an'ama means the people who have been blessed. The people who have been blessed. So upon, show us the path of those people who have been blessed. An'ama, the people of in'am. Now, it was easy for Allah to say the straight path is the path of the Quran. It was easy for Allah to say that. The straight path is the path of the Quran, or the straight path is the path of the Sunnah or Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that. He says, "Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim," the path of those people upon whom Allah has given His mercy, khas, His in'am. And who are the people of in'am, the people of reward, the people who are the recipients of the reward of Allah, the mercy of Allah? This is explained in Surah An-Nisa. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Allah has mentioned four groups of people. How many? Four groups of people. Four groups of people are those who Allah has showered His mercy upon. How many?
Four.
Category number one, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Who? Anbiya, from Adam alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is imaniyat. Category number two, Siddiqeen, the very truthful people. Because a man who speaks the truth, Allah always gives him guidance. If you look at all of these deviant sects, the foundation is upon kizb, upon lies. The foundation is upon kizb. All of these. So Siddiqeen actually means what? The very truthful. So after Anbiya comes the companions who were the Siddiqeen, and of course others who Allah has also granted to be amongst the Siddiqeen, very truthful. That is why the Muhaddithin were very careful when they would take hadith from another person. And one of their conditions generally was to look at that person's character, that if there was a witness of that person saying that I have heard him lie at one time, then they will not take a hadith from him, even for lying once. Even for lying once. That they will not take his hadith. That is how strict they were. And so the people that were close to the time of Rasulullah, they were incredible people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were Siddiqeen. This was the period of the Khairul Qurun, Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in. But the Shia says that the powerful people are the Imams. Has Allah mentioned the Imams in the four categories? Where are your Imams gone? This is just for your benefit. So this is all a pack of lies. What is it? A pack of lies. There is no such thing as these imamiyah or imams that are there. This is all concocted. This is from shaitan. Allah has said only four groups of people. Anbiya, Siddiqeen and Shuhada. Actually the translation of Shuhada is those people who have sacrificed their lives in the path of Allah. That is the meaning of Shuhada. That a man who has given everything in the path of Allah. And then the Salihin, those that are very, very pious. Now Allah is telling us, Allah did not say, follow the book. Allah did not say, follow the hadith. Allah is saying, follow the people. What is it? Because the Quran by itself, mashallah, it's full of barakah. If you read, there is reward. But the Quran cannot actually do your islah and tell you what you're doing is wrong, what you're doing is right. The hadith won't actually tell you, "Bhai, this is your path, this is what you have to do." Hidayat and straight path is actually hidden amongst the people of straight path. So what Allah is telling us, that seek out individuals who will pull you to the straight path. Seek out individuals who will pull you to the straight path. That is why Allah has not mentioned just follow the Quran or the Hadith. Allah is saying it doesn't work that way. Because Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, a Nabi is not in front of you right now. So what happens? If one category is not there, three categories are still in front of you. The Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. That category is still in front of you. You have a lot of people who are amongst the Siddiqeen and Allah knows them. Those who are very, very truthful. And so what Allah is saying, straight path will come to you when you stay with them. When you stay with them. Why? When you bond with them, when you gel with them, that is how it works. That is how it works. Otherwise, just a book that is in front of you, it can give you knowledge. But that is it. Practically, to become a very powerful individual, to become people of light and to become people of taqwa, you have to be in the category and in the company of these four groups that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. And so, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. So when we read the Quran, understand, what is the meaning of Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in? When the Imam says, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, understand what is Sirat al-Mustaqim. Understand that there is no plural of Sirat. Sirat is only Islam. And the reason why I'm saying Ihdina, because there's no guarantee. Hidayat only comes from Allah. So I'm a beggar, standing in front of Him, begging Him, Allah, give me Hidayat, Allah, give me Hidayat. Give me Hidayat of the straight path. And what is the straight path? Allah is saying, have the love for Anbiya alayhimu salam. Their teachings, the teachings of Rasulullah and Siddiqeen and Shuhada and Salihin. And then finally to end Surah Al-Fatiha, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making some istisna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is removing certain individuals from amongst the Sirate Mustaqim. From amongst the Sirate Mustaqim. Allah is saying, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ ولا الضالين غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Not the people that have brought upon themselves the anger of Allah. They themselves are to blame. Not those people who have brought upon themselves maghdub from ghadab. Ghadab means Allah ka gussa. Not those people who have brought upon themselves the anger of Allah, and not those people who are lost, and not those people who have deviated or who are lost. Dalin means jo gumrah ho gaye. Now very quickly, inshallah, we come towards the end of Surah Al-Fatiha, understanding this. Generally, there are two extremes in this world. Sometimes you have knowledge but no action. That is one extreme. What is it? You have knowledge but no action. Understand this very important sabak of Surah Al-Fatiha. You have knowledge but no action. Another extreme is you have action but no knowledge. You have action but no knowledge. Both are wrong. Both are wrong. Islam does not want people of these two categories. And these two categories in the Quran have been labeled as maghdub and dalin. Maghdub means a group of people who have knowledge but no action. Who have knowledge but no action. Referring to the Jewish community. In reference to the Jewish community. So these were people who were honored with knowledge. Anbiya came to them. Prophets came to them. These were the people of the book. Every Nabi that came was a Jew. Allah gave them knowledge. They had knowledge. But unfortunately, no practice, no action. So a general note is, you have knowledge but no action. Allah has described them as maghdoob. The anger of Allah is with those people. Nashukri. And then you have dalleen. Dalleen are people who have no knowledge but a lot of action. No knowledge but a lot of action. So you find two kinds of people. So if you want somebody working for you, you have to find the right one. And Quran helps you all the time. And so Dalleen is referring to the Christian community. Ye bas Sufi ban gaye, haan, Sufi ban gaye, no knowledge. Why is this? Whatever direction Shaitan takes them, they went. They have no knowledge. They have no knowledge. But they had action. What is it? They had action. That they took Jesus to be a serious man. And they had the Rahbaniyin and the monks amongst them and all sorts of people that were there. So they had a bit of action. They had action, but they have no knowledge. And so Allah is saying that when you make dua, say, Allah, give us Islam, show us the right path. But Allah is saying, be dynamic people. Be dynamic people. Because a Muslim cannot be a maghdoob and he cannot be a dalleen. He cannot be a maghdoob and he cannot be a dalleen. So if you want to become a Muslim, it means that you need to take knowledge, and then that knowledge has to be put into action. It has to be implemented. And Allah is saying that I'm going to give you a kickstart. Allah is going to give you a kickstart. Wo kehte hai na, chalo yaar, isko hum zara dhakka de de. Kya de de? Let's push him. You know when he's saying, oh, shall I fall in the swimming pool? He knows how to swim, but he's saying, no, I'm scared. But you know how to swim. No, I'm still scared. He says, don't worry. Isko dhakka de do. Kya de do? So isko zara dhakka de diya. Oh, mashallah, yes, you know. Oh, that's how you do it. Zara dhakka de diya. So Allah is saying, don't worry. I'm going to give you a bit of a push. So you people become the people of knowledge and people of action. So how did Allah give us a push? Allah says, I will make salah 5 times a day farz on you. That is action that comes from you all the time. Allah made salah how many times? Farz. 5 times a day. So this tells you that Muslims are not lazy. Muslims are people of action, and Muslims are also people of knowledge, because there is nothing like the Quran and there is nothing like the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers, this is the khulasa of Suratul Fatiha. And so inshallah, when we say Allahu Akbar and when we read Suratul Fatiha, slowly, slowly make sure that mashallah, all the time you have this insight, you have this vision, you have this understanding, and this will help you to cry. And you can practice this in your nawafil, in your sunnah, when you're praying alone, and read slowly, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Let tears come out. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. What is Rahman? It doesn't have to be 100 rakats. It can be just 2 rakats. But those 2 rakats are the best 2 rakats of your life. Something that you have enjoyed. And this comes by practice. Zara practice kare, inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you that knowledge. Allah harik wa tawfiq de. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Malik, Ya Quddus, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Allah, hamari duao ko kabul farma. E Kareem data tu Rahim hai, Allah tu Malik hai, Allah hum gunahgar log hai, Allah humne kitne gunah kiye, Ya Allah hum piche dekhte hai, Ya Allah gunah ke siwa hume kuch bhi nazar nahi aata hai, Allah hum tauba karte hai, Allah sachche dil ke saath tauba karte hai, Ya Allah, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik, Allah hamare sagir گناہ کو معاف فرما دے, اللہ ہمارے کبیرہ گناہ کو معاف فرما دے, اللہ ہم تیرا کتنا شکر ادا کرے, اللہ آپ نے ہی ہمیں ہدایت دی, اللہ ہدایت بھی دی یا اللہ, لیکن ساتھ ساتھ اللہ کے رسول کے ساتھ ہمیں نسبت دی کہ ہم امت محمدیہ ہے, یا اللہ یہ کتنی بڑی نعمت, اللہ آپ نے ہمیں واسطہ دیا آپ کے حبیب کے ساتھ, اللہ آپ نے ہمیں کلام بھی دیا تو ایسا کلام دیا یا اللہ جو تمام کلام کا بادشاہ ہے, اللہ وہ قرآن کریم ہے, اللہ ہم مسکین ہے, اللہ ہم مسکین ہے, اللہ ہم گنہگار ہے, اللہ ہم بہت کمزور ہے, اے مالک تو ہماری حفاظت فرما, اے مالک تو ہماری حفاظت فرما, اللہ اسلام کے دروازے کو یا اللہ کھول دے, اللہ اس ملک میں خصوصاً یا اللہ قرآن اور اسلام اور سنت کی فضا عام کر دے, یا اللہ سنت کی فضا عام کر دے, اللہ ہماری نماز ایسی نماز ہو یا اللہ جس کی تعریف آپ نے خود کی ہے کہ قد افلح المؤمنون الذین هم فی صلاتهم خاشعون, اللہ ہمیں وہ خاشعون میں سے بنا, اللہ ہمیں متقین میں سے بنا, اللہ ہمیں متقین میں سے بنا, اللہ ہماری اولاد ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنے, اللہ یا اللہ جس کی جو جو دعا ہے تمنا ہے یا اللہ ان کی جائز تمنا کو تو قبول فرما, اللہ ان کی جائز تمنا کو قبول فرما, اللہ 28 فروری کو یہ لوگ اس بل کو ایک آگے رکھنا چاہتے ہیں, یا اللہ حجاب کے معاملے میں نقاب کے معاملے میں اللہ تو ہی ہمارا محافظ ہے, اللہ اہل ایمان والوں کی یا اللہ اور مسلمان اور مؤمنین کی یا اللہ تو حفاظت فرما, اللہ اس ملک میں ہمیں آزادی دے, اللہ اس ملک میں ہمیں آزادی دے یا اللہ کہ ہم اسلامی لباس پہن کر چل سکے, اللہ اور ایک خاتون برقع پہن کر چل سکے, اور اگر وہ چہرے کو چھپانا چاہے تو یا اللہ اس کی بھی یا اللہ مستورات اور خواتین کو توفیق بھی دے, اور یا اللہ حکومت کی طرف سے بھی آزادی ہو, اور یا اللہ جہاں پر پابندی ہے یوروپ میں یا اللہ اس پابندی کو بھی یا اللہ تو اہل ایمان کے لیے کھول دے, یا رحمان یا رحیم, نستغفرک و نتوب الیک, سمعنا و اطعنا غفرانک ربنا و الیک المصیر, برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.